There's a word in our mouth that the Lord has placed. Praise God. It's a word that will actually turn our world around. Praise God. It's a word that can make things beautiful again in our lives. Praise God. Some of us have crossed certain age limits, and at times we think that probably things are not working. Praise God. Somebody has gotten to the age of 40 and she says she's not married. Somebody has gotten to the age of 50 and he's looking at his situation. I don't have a job. Things are not working out. I've been in Italy for how many years and things are not working out in my life. Praise God. And it seems that things are in ruins. Everything is upside down. Amen. I'm in debt here and there. I'm hiding from people that borrow me money. Things are all scattered in my life. And what can I do? Praise God. The word, there's a word, praise God, that the Lord is putting in your mouth today.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And that thing comes through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For those of us who are new, let us just go back to certain basic things. Praise God. Because what is this thing we call the gospel? Praise God. What is this gospel that we are speaking about? Hallelujah. Turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. Hallelujah. When you are there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is, if the message that we speak is hidden, it is hidden to those that are lost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but what?
Christ
Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for God's sake. For God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But listen here, but we have this treasure in where? In empty vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Now you see, it speaks about the glorious gospel, the light. The light of the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. And that gospel has always been, just that people don't hear. When it says, let there be light, that is the gospel. When God says, let there be light, that is the gospel. Praise God. And the gospel comes to educate you about something called the Christ, who is the image of God, who is where? In this earthen vessel. This is your vessel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know this thing they call the Christ within you, you are actually lost. You are actually blinded by the God of this world. That is the influence of Satan. Praise God. That is the power point of Satan. He hides the reality that you are the very glory of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, somebody might say, but it cannot be. After all I've been through in life, are you trying to tell me that the glory of God is in me? Believe and be saved. Believe and be
saved.
To those that can believe, he has given them the power. Believe. How can you believe? Believe, your ability to believe comes by what?
By hearing.
And you are hearing the good news. This is the gospel. Now you have to build on this thing that you are hearing today. It's like building a house from blocks, isn't it? When you start up a house, how does it look? There is no shape, no form, but you come back in the next few months and you see another thing there, you are shocked. Wow! Praise God! That's how it starts. You begin to put the blocks of faith step by step. Hallelujah. And we begin to see the beauty of the creation of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. Understand the meaning of the Christ within you, the glory of God within you. Praise God. Is the ability to relocate this thing that can turn our lives around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. I'm going to call it short. It says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which has been hid for ages from generations. But now, somebody say now.
Now.
Is made manifest to his saints.
Hallelujah.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles,
hallelujah,
which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is Paul preaching? Paul is preaching, he says here, he preaches the Christ in
you.
That was the gospel he came to preach. It is the good news. When you are in your bed and you are sick, and when your account is empty, and when your husband leaves you, or, and when things are going upside down, a good news comes to you. I know that good news.
Christ in you.
Christ in you. Hallelujah. When the light shines and you begin to see the Christ in you, all darkness goes away. Hallelujah. And this is the glory of God. He said that that Christ within you is the one that is saying that I and the Father
are one.
That means if you have seen me, you have seen
the Father.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it a high calling?
Too much.
That is why it's written here, this is a mystery that has been hidden for generations. People have passed this earth, great men, scholars, hallelujah, men of war. Look through history, you will see great men, even religious men, they passed through this world, and they were looking for something around the place, going around, looking for something, not knowing that the thing they were looking for was all along within them.
Hallelujah.
This is the greatest mystery of the ages, of generations, hallelujah,
yeah,
that is being brought to light right now before your own face, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And I tell you the truth, this is what will open the door to a new heaven and a new earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must recognize this thing by prayer, by meditation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God to get still. Amen?
Amen.
Because I think we know this world that we live in, the outer world, there are lots of distractions. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you put your leg out there in the world, you get knocked down by a car before you know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you have to keep yourself in prayer and in meditation. Prayer and meditation is about reminding yourself about this great thing that is within you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once you have this revelation, you can walk upon the waters.
Yes.
When Jesus Christ walked upon the sea,
yes,
it is a symbolic gesture that any situation is under your control.
Yes.
Now listen to me. The waves were there. The waves were what?
There.
But to Jesus, in the consciousness in which he walked, it was not there. That is why in the book of Revelations, the second to the last chapter, they saw a sea. Hallelujah. And in the sea there was no deep. And the sea was calm, yes. Crystal clear.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you walk in a realm where things don't change.
No.
You walk in a realm where things do not change today. Today they are like this, tomorrow. You walk in eternity.
Amen.
In God's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is where he gets everybody into. Jesus Christ says that the gospel shall be preached to all nations. Then the end shall come. Now understand that the gospel will be what?
Preach.
If the gospel is not preached, the end will not
come.
And what is the end? What is the end? Don't look at me. Huh? You said Jesus Christ. Hey, and somebody clap for money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see? You see, mommy, don't dust you now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel shall be preached and the end shall now come. And what is the end? The end is the beginning.
Amen.
The end is Christ.
Yes, so.
If you have realized Christ, there's no other place to go.
No.
You have realized the totality of everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can change again. Nothing can be taken away from you again.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just get camped forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the end. The gospel will be preached, then the end shall come,
amen,
which is Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father. He is in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is in God. They are one. They are indivisible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no such thing as Jesus and God. Hallelujah. They are one thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So our ascension is back into that realization that we are one with the Father.
Amen.
One with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And if we are one with God, that means we have the power. Somebody say power.
Power.
We have the power to create.
Yes.
And we also have the power to scatter everything for ourselves. And most people seem to choose the other one. And there's no devil doing you anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to show you something that will shock you. Talk to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, from verse 5 to 6 to 7. Isaiah 45, from verse 5 to 7. Somebody say, yeah, I'm there. When you are there,
I'm there.
I am the Lord. There is none. There is no God besides
me.
Now listen to me. I am the Lord. There is no
God. There is no God.
There is no one else.
Okay.
Is there anything called Trevor?
No.
Of course, I can put another name in this world to live in this realm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anything called Brother Collins?
No.
It's what the Lord is saying here. He says, I am the Lord and there is none
else.
Now this is what he says. There is no God beside me. I give thee, though thou hast not known me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord and there is none else. Now let's stop here. Look at what the work of God is in our life. Say, I give thee that thou mayest know, that you may know. That means he administers to you. He teaches you. He edifies you. He comes to, you know, impart knowledge into you that you may know from the rising of the sun. Now, the rising of the sun speaks about your awakening. It speaks about the resurrection. It speaks about the morning. You know when the sun rises?
Yes.
You are talking of a new day. Hallelujah. And in that awakening, God seals the revelation that what? I am the Lord and there is
no other.
Yeah. The Lord your God is
one.
There are no two. And you must join yourself to that
one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 7, that is the next verse. It says, I form light and create
darkness.
I make peace
and create calamity.
Evil or calamity.
My own is evil.
Hallelujah. I, the Lord, do all these
things. Hallelujah.
Now, listen to me, brethren. Do you believe that you have the power to make any situation in your life possible? Which one will you choose?
Oh, my God.
I want to make things possible.
Yes. I want to make peace. I want to create light.
Yes,
not darkness. Praise God. Understand that to make a turn around in our life, we must first of all recognize this thing they call I. We must first of all align ourselves to the name of the Lord. When the Bible talks about baptism, it's not about just taking somebody and putting inside water like you're disinfecting some chicken or something. Amen.
Amen.
Baptism speaks about your consecration unto the name of the Lord. When you are baptized into the Lord, it means that it's no longer you, but the Lord that lives in you. That is why when Jesus was baptized, from that day onwards, it was no longer Jesus, but Christ.
Hallelujah.
It was then that the Holy Ghost came down and said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Before then, did you hear that?
No.
Because he was working as a man. So he was baptized into that name, into a new reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He started to walk in that reality, and in so doing, you form light. You make good things. Hallelujah. You make peace for yourself. You steal the waters. You steal the seas. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Jesus Christ steal the sea, remember, he was walking on the sea. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I'm not very good letter Bible man. There's something, how did he say it? How did he calm the sea? Does somebody remember?
Peace.
Hallelujah. That is the I.
Yes.
I am the Lord. And it's in you.
Amen.
You can calm the seas.
Amen.
Some of you that are rolling on your beds day and night, you can't sleep at night with worries and problems and debts and, you know, all kind of things in your life. Bad memories of people that did things to you and all those things. Say
this. Hallelujah.
Let the Lord arise in you.
Amen.
And let every enemy
be scattered.
Amen. Let all the noise of confusion be scattered. Sit on your throne and reign.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that is where you belong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
He said that what? To him that believes all things are
possible.
Now listen to me, we have to understand certain things. He says, for him that believes, all things are
possible.
Then he says, with men, it is impossible. But with God,
all things are possible.
Can you see the understanding here? That we are being called with a holy calling to unite with the name of the Lord. Because that is your name. All these things have been hidden from our comprehension in the fall. Hallelujah. The Bible says Adam slept. Adam died when he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam is a parable of you, you know. It's all that thing, all the knowledge that you've taken in this world, the understanding that men have given to you, has actually conformed you to this world, to a earthly, terrestrial stage. That's why you think that you are mortals. You've forgotten your origin from eternity. You've forgotten that you were not born. Hallelujah. You've forgotten that you are among the morning stars in the beginning, shouting for joy.
Amen.
These are things that have been lost, forgotten. But Jesus Christ says, I will send the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And He will remind you.
Amen.
He will bring remembrance
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that have been forgotten. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that have been lost, forgotten, long lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He begins to bring these things back to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And He does this by what? By speaking through the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thought it sounds big, isn't it? You know, we hear Brother Jolly is a witness. At times in town, people say that the pastor say that church is a preacher, man and God are one. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He didn't, you see, all those things you see around, he didn't come for you. He just came to remind you.
Amen.
Every other thing will take place. Amen. Once you have the secret of Christ in you, it's like a key that will what? Open a door to many other things. I don't need to tell you what to do in your personal life. I don't need to come to your bedroom to be peeping at you what you are doing. That's not my mandate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't need to, if I see you with a man, I don't need to come and ask you, come, who's that man? What's his phone number? Hallelujah. Let me talk to him. That is not my mandate. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I believe one thing, that when you have the word of God,
yes,
everything will fall into place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what is right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know what is good for you.
Yes.
No man can teach you.
At all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So this is the reason why Christ came, to give us back this understanding.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recognize this thing in you. Let it grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When things are coming to look like this or like that, look, you remind yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grow in this knowledge and be stable forever.
Amen.
In this knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everything will become beautiful in its time.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter 21. These are scriptures we read before.
Yes.
But we have to remind ourselves. Eh?
Amen.
Yes.
Even pastor, they forget at times. Amen. When it is hot. When it is hot at times. You have to go back to tune the, you know what I mean, tune the antenna properly to listen again, otherwise
reconnect.
To reconnect, otherwise you find yourself for some years in the outer darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, some pastors, you see them on the pulpit, shine, not, you know, they are there, they don't die since. Hallelujah. I tell you. And it's very deceitful.
Of course.
Praise God. Until when everyone's scandal breaks out, and the scandal comes to help them.
Yes.
So I do not continue in that torment. Because, you know what I mean? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Have you had it when you're in a situation and somebody just comes to tell you, come, I know now. Won't you feel? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
21. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. And he said to me, it is done. It is done. I am the Alpha
and the Omega.
The beginning and the
end.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain
of the water.
Water of life freely.
Life.
He that overcomes will inherit all
things.
And I'll be his God and my son.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of the next chapter, Revelation chapter 22, from verse 13. I am. Somebody say I am. Alpha and
Omega.
The beginning and the end. The first and the last. And that is your beginning. And that is your
end.
That is your first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed are they that do these commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life.
Hallelujah.
And may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now, what is the lie? What does the Bible call a lie? Now, God says that I am the Lord, and besides me,
there is no one else.
So if you say there is someone else, who is the liar?
It's you who say there is someone else.
This is what the Bible calls I do.
I do's.
John says, keep away from
idols.
Keep away from
idols.
Idols are concepts, beliefs that deviate from that pure knowledge that beside the Lord,
there is no other.
There's no concept, there's no understanding, there's no wisdom. Hallelujah. There's nothing to know except the Lord. Everything you see in this world, both invisible and visible, every single thing is a parable of God.
Amen.
That is why Jesus Christ spoke in parables. He spoke in parables because he knew the secret that the creation declares the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
The invisible things of God, the quality of God, everything of God is seen in this natural realm that we live in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Everything now, if you have that experience to climb up into heaven, you will see that everything praises God.
Of course.
Everything praises God.
Hallelujah.
Everything declares the glory of God. The fishes in the sea, the bodies in the galaxies, the things, everything praise God. And it's marvelous. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is glorious. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So anything that denies the Lord, that speaks outside the concept of the Lord, is the lie of the devil. And these things are idols. We have to purify ourselves from what?
Idols.
Thou shalt not have gods before
me.
No other gods. Hallelujah. There is only
one God.
And look at all. We are all in him.
Amen.
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 Somebody say, but I can't hear the amen there. Somebody doubted me.
Amen.
He said, what he has given to those that want to
believe.
Believe. You have heard the word from God.
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
And be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Believe and be saved. Now I'm going to round up with 1 John chapter 5. Are we there? I'm trying to get there, self.
Well,
Sister Gladys, don't know me finish. You don't see me finish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse 20, she says it, of course. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that the Son of God is come. Now listen to me. It's come. It's a present.
Yes.
It's come. And where has it come?
What's that, please?
20. And has given us what?
An understanding.
That you may know him that is
true.
That is the original, the true thing.
Amen.
The real thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we are in
him.
That is true.
Amen.
Even in his son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the true God.
And eternal life.
Can you see what he's trying to say? He's revealing a mystical body. He's revealing a mystical body. You see, these are great things you are hearing today.
Amen.
He came to give us an understanding. He didn't come to form religion. He didn't come to form a new method of praying or whatever. He didn't tell you how you know, some people, they go to at midnight, you know, they open a verse in the Bible at midnight. And they say, maybe God will hear you. Now, these things are the bodies that these scribes and the Pharisees put on you, that God did not put on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Different kind of methodology. Some people, they carry salt and water at night or something. All kind of strange things.
Broom.
And people rush to those things. Hallelujah. There's one in Torino.
Broom.
Is it broom?
To flag the devil.
They don't know that as they are flogging the devil is flogging them. They are making, they are laughing at them. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep away from
idols.
Anything that does not reveal your oneness, your connectivity with that one spirit, which is God, and the eternal life. That thing is a lie. That thing is an idol. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has come to give us an understanding.
Amen.
To reveal something that has been there. That is a key. That is what will set you free from all your fears and all your problems and all your mommy waters and all your... You know, some of us, we were born in places in Africa where there was so much black magic, so much juju, and we actually saw evidence of these things happening in our in lives. We saw evidence of black power, of voodoo, of juju. So at times it's very difficult to actually believe that you can walk above those kind of things. Do you know that? Do you know I can walk into a shrine and eat the food there? Hallelujah. I can. Hallelujah. The cola, when you put the water on one statue, I can enter that, eat the cola well.
Yes,
chop and belly food, come out. If you don't have the faith, don't try it.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you don't have the faith, any small thing that happens to you tomorrow, you say, hey. Hallelujah. Amen. It's worked by your faith, your level of faith. If you are sick and you don't have the faith not to take medicine, don't try it. Take your medicine, Jeje. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus Christ, when he's hungry, didn't he eat?
He
not chop. The Bible says there was a time when he was hungry.
Yes.
And he had to eat. Yes, that is flesh. Amen. So at times, you have to mix these things with wisdom.
Amen.
You are the son of God does not mean that you go out to the sea to gather land or what they call the river out there. To walk on the river. The pastor said, I'm the son of God. You are your own, no? As you are going to heaven, the pastor will say, look, I don't tell you anything. Now you know yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something that Brother Johnny said, which we should not. He said that it's something tactical. Amen. It's not a matter of going to the center of the town and saying, I'm the son of God. Hallelujah. We have to work this thing out. Keep it within ourselves. Amen. And work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. So let us live in the end, brethren. Let us begin to live in the end now. When you live in the end, nothing ever changes. When you live in the end, you have discovered your beginning. And in that end, all things are beautiful. Work out your salvation, brethren. Let's stand up.